A sneak peek into Dylan's diary. Monday. Good news, I'm in the soccer team. Bad news, Mrs. Maloney is the coach. What does she know about soccer? I bet we are the only team in the world with a woman like Mrs. Maloney for a coach. That's really embarrassing. Tony says Mrs. Maloney's okay, but I'm not so sure. She drives an orange car that blows out black smoke, and she has her hair spiked up like a porcupine. Tuesday. Allie came into my room with her friends after school, and they let Snake out of his cage. Snake just slithered off, and they couldn't catch him. I had to spend 2 hours looking for him. He was curled up like a green rope in Mom's shoe. Mom was really mad. She said I shouldn't have a snake for a pet. I think I shouldn't have Allie for a sister. Wednesday. We had our first soccer practice today. Mrs. Maloney's hair is red now. She made us run up and down the field until I thought my legs would snap. Then she made us do 20 press-ups. I couldn't even do 10. But Mrs. Maloney did 30, and she wasn't even puffed. Allie and her friends were in my room again. They were playing my guitar and feeding Snake biscuits. Thursday. Mrs. Maloney showed us how to dribble the ball. She's really good. When I tried, I tripped over the ball and landed splat on the ground. Tony called me frog feet, but Mrs. Maloney said she wouldn't have any name calling and she sent Tony to the sideline. I had to clean Snake's cage tonight and I let Allie hold him. She wanted to keep him in her room for the night, but I don't think she's responsible. Friday. Allie is not responsible. She had her friends in my room again. They were acting some silly play, and Snake was a character. I've made a sign for my door. No girls allowed. I hope they can read. I have my first game of soccer tomorrow against the Bullants. When we told Mrs. Maloney they were the toughest team, she said, "Piffle." No girls allowed. Saturday. I had a good game against the Bullants. Mrs. Maloney was running up and down the sideline like a red fox. I dribbled the ball and I didn't fall over. Mrs. Maloney said I was fantastic. The Bullants won, but Mrs. Maloney said it was good they beat us on the first game. We could think we were too great otherwise. She said they wouldn't beat us again. Sunday. I went to my cousin Mick's house today. We made a go-kart and Mick took the wheels off his dad's lawnmower. My dad would go up like a skyrocket if I did that, but Mick's dad just laughed and told him to put them back when we'd finished. I bet Mick never puts them back. I think Allie and her friends can read. They stayed out of my room. Monday. Mrs. Maloney has another new hair color. I found out today that she was a famous soccer player. Her name was Fern West, and she has won medals. Wow, I think we are lucky to have her for a coach. Allie and her friends dressed up as aliens and came into my room. They said the sign said, "No girls, not no aliens." I think I'm taking Snake out of the cage and putting Allie in. No girls allowed.